Hello, everyone, and welcome to the State Department. My name's Macon Phillips. I'm Director of Digital Strategy at the White House. Many of you just finished seeing the President's speech about the Middle East and North Africa. Throughout the speech, prior to the speech, people have been on Twitter using the ME speech hashtag to talk about the President's speech, react, and ask questions. In fact, we were seeing that the hashtag was trending worldwide, which makes it even more exciting that we're about to start this new type of event. I'm joined today by Mark Lynch from foreignpolicy.com and Andy Carvin from NPR, who have been glued to their screens, seeing what people are saying, and will be throughout this conversation with Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes to talk about your reactions, get your questions about what the President just covered in his speech. So with that, I'll hand it over to Andy. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us. Ben, I was hoping we could start with just some general concepts, the themes that emerged on Twitter both before and afterwards. When we first started asking people to submit questions, we heard from several people who said they didn't even think it was worth time. So, for example, someone named An Mustafa, who's from Sudan, he said, "I don't think the people here are waiting to ask questions. They've given up on the U.S. government." So does the administration think it can actually have a positive impact when so many people in the region simply don't trust it anymore?
Well, first of all, thanks for doing this, guys. What I'd say, Andy, is the President spoke about this in Cairo, which is that there's a lot of mistrust in the region that has built up over many years. There's a mistrust of the United States and our policies. And as the President said today, there's a mistrust in the United States about the future of a region where there's been so much conflict in recent years. But I think the clear point that the President made today is that the President and the United States of America embraces the changes taking place in the region. And that we, at this moment of opportunity, a moment when people are reaching peacefully for their universal rights, that we can realign our policies to advance the universal rights of the people of the region, their political rights, as well as their economic prosperity, as well as their peace and security. And clearly, the United States has an important role to play, given our history in the region, given our relationships, given our world leadership. So the role of the United States is entirely relevant to the change that's taking place in the region. We're not going to be able to dictate that change, as he said today. The people of the region are going to do it themselves. But what we can do is use the different levers of American power to support peaceful, democratic change and prosperity.
A number of people on Twitter brought up this notion of a double standard. So, for example, Hisham underscore G from Morocco, he's asked, "Why is the U.S. stuck in its double standard approach with regard to Arab regimes?" A Libyan man named Tasnim Q asks this variation of interest versus values. I've seen lots of questions of those. One big example that keeps coming up again and again is Bahrain. One person on Twitter, Nasser Wadadi, who's from Mauritania, but he lives in the U.S., said, "I hope to hear two words, Bahrain and sanctions." Well, now that we've heard the speech, we've heard the word Bahrain, but we didn't hear that word sanctions. Meanwhile, another a person on Twitter, Alpha Leia, she said, "Please, for the love of God, ask about torture and human rights abuses in Bahrain. What actions, if any, will the U.S. take?" So I guess my question for you then is, why hasn't the U.S. taken a more active approach to dealing with Bahrain and the repression that's been taking place there?